Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PBD Cast. I'm your humble host, John Orlando, the man that brings you the only podcast that's live and indirect from Providence, Rhode Island, via Columbus, Ohio. And I'm just going to tell you, you are in for a special treat on this mini episode, because this whole entire episode is a segment of Orlando's fave, because it is my favorite time of year. And long-time listeners of this podcast know what the heck I'm talking about, and that is that it is Stanley Cup playoff time, ladies and gentlemen. Yes! I mean, I love hockey. I love it a lot. But this particular part of the season is where it gets really good. You know, the hits get harder, the scoring chances increase, the defense gets tighter. It's where anything can happen. Literally anything can happen. It's a best of seven battle. The winner lifts Lord Stanley's Cup after four rounds of what some of the most intense action you're going to see. So, in honor of the Stanley Cup playoffs, I'm going to talk about my predictions. And we're going to see how well I do over the next few weeks. We'll check in and see how I do. I think I got a pretty good bracket, though. So, here we go. I'm going to give you my predictions of who's going to win what series and how many games. So, let's start out west. In the first round, you got the Chicago Blackhawks taking on the Nashville Predators. And, look, with all due respect to Nashville, I don't think they have enough firepower to keep up with Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane, Anisimov, Seabrook, Keith, Corey Crawford. You got the young guys for Chicago that have just turned it on, Hartman and Panic. I think the Chicago Blackhawks win in five games. I don't think Nashville can keep up with them. So there you go. Chicago gets out of the first round in five games. So then you got the Minnesota Wild taking on the St. Louis Blues in the next series. And I think this is going to be a pretty even match. I think those 2-3 matchups are so tough. They're like the 4-5 matchups back in the day, back when the playoffs were run in a different format. Minnesota, man, they were up and down all this season. St. Louis, man, since getting rid of Shattenkirk, I don't know what the record's been like. I think this one's going to go seven games, but I think I like the Minnesota Wild. I think Eric Staal's played very, very well this year. I think Devan Dubnyk is holding it down in goal. So I think the Minnesota Wild win, but I think it takes seven games. The next Western Conference series that you have is you have the Anaheim Ducks taking on the Calgary Flames. Now, I like the Flames. I think they got a lot of young talent, and I think that they may very well be a handful in the playoffs. But I think the Ducks, though, are just still a pretty powerhouse team. A pretty heavy team that likes to hit play a lot of physical hockey. I think the Ducks win. I think it's six games, and Calgary will be starting their summer a little bit early. And then our last matchup in the West is one that I am really, really going to keep an eye on, because the San Jose Sharks, who I root for, are taking on the Edmonton Oilers. And I think that this is going to be a tough task for the Sharks. I think Edmonton, with Connor McDavid, and with all the other key elements that they have in their game, you know, Larson on defense, as well as, you know, Cam Talbot has played pretty well in goal, you know, and you got all the other talented players on that team. I think Edmonton is going to also be a handful. But I see the Sharks getting the victory in seven games. So there you go. Opening round, Chicago, Minnesota, Anaheim, San Jose going on. And we'll talk about the second round of the West here in a few moments. Let's go out east. I'm going to start off and be very bold. Montreal is going to take on the New York Rangers. I'm going to say it. I think the New York Rangers win. I think it takes seven games. I don't think Montreal is quite the team that they think they are. And I think the Rangers right now, towards the tail end of the season, have been playing incredibly quick hockey. And I think the Rangers pull it out. Then we have the Ottawa Senators taking on the Boston Bruins. I think both of these teams are pretty evenly matched. I also think they're both pretty mediocre. I'm going to pick the Bruins, and I'm going to say that the Bruins do it in six games. I think that they will advance. I just don't think Ottawa's goaltending is going to be able to keep up with Brad Marchand and all the other Patrice Bergeron and all the other scoring threats that Boston have. I'm sorry. So I think that Boston wins in six. My bane of the NHL, the Washington Capitals, is going to take on the Toronto Maple Leafs. Now, as a side note, by the way, I am thoroughly in love with a YouTube video that I'll have to maybe post it on Twitter, but it's really funny. And I think I've mentioned it before on this podcast, talking about the futility of the Washington Capitals in the playoffs. It is pretty darn funny. I got it. I must confess. And in fact, if I remember correctly, as I'm pulling it up here, I believe it is referred to as. Hold on for 1 second. I will look that up real quick. Oh, yes, here it is right here on YouTube. It is called The Washington Capitals, A Legacy of Failure. I think they are going to fail in the playoffs again, but I don't think that the Toronto Maple Leafs are going to be their stumbling block. I think that the Capitals beat the Leafs in five games. And then to the game that will obviously have some implications here for me, because I am a Pittsburgh Penguins fan. They are taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets, who have had one hell of a season. Take nothing away from the Blue Jackets. I think that this series goes seven games, despite the fact that Christopher Letang is not in the lineup and won't be in the lineup, as well as maybe a few other key individuals for the Pens. I think the Pittsburgh Penguins win in seven games. So the Rangers, the Bruins, the Capitals, and the Penguins get out of the first round of the East. Now, let's go and talk about the second round. I'm going all the way out, folks. I'm going all the way out. So my bracket might be busted here within a week or two, but what the hell? Let's see. Second round of the West, Chicago versus Minnesota. Again, I really think Chicago is the team to probably beat in the West. So I say Chicago beats Minnesota in seven games. Anaheim and San Jose, a very storied rivalry, if I can say it, storied rivalry out there in the Pacific Division. I think it also goes seven games. I do see the Sharks eking that one out. So that sets up Chicago and San Jose in the Western Conference Finals, and I'll get back to those two teams in a few moments. So let's switch gears and talk about the second round out East. The Rangers and Bruins, I think the Rangers are going to surprise some people. I think that they beat the Bruins. I think it does take seven games. And the Capitals versus the Penguins. Given the history of the Capitals and the Pens, and also because I'm slightly biased and I hate the Capitals, I'm going to pick the Penguins in seven games over the Capitals, setting up Rangers, Penguins, Blackhawks, Sharks. I'm going to pick the Chicago Blackhawks over the San Jose Sharks, and I think it'll take seven games, but I think that the Hawks are just the team to beat, man. I mean, I'm going to say this again. I think that, when I look back at professional wrestling, and I think of just how awesome Nick Bockwinkle was when I was a kid, and Nick Bockwinkle was in his 50s, Marion Hossa, you know, who's like 35 years old, he's the Nick Bockwinkle of the Chicago Blackhawks. And the Penguins taking on the Rangers, I am going to go again with the champs, and I say that the Penguins beat the Rangers. I also think that still goes seven games, and that sets up the Blackhawks and the Pens, and I'm going to go with a repeat, man. I think the Penguins win in seven games, beating the Chicago Blackhawks. There you go. I think we're going to have a history repeat itself, first time in like 20 some odd years that we've had back-to-back Stanley Cup champions, but I'm going to put my money on the Pittsburgh Penguins because, hey, they're the champs right now. And you know, not only do they have a great team, but as Ric Flair used to say, he still says it, but nonetheless, he hasn't said it in a while. To be the man, you got to beat the man, and I think the Penguins are the team to beat. So there you go. Those are my Stanley Cup predictions. Like I said, this whole episode, this mini episode, is all just a giant 20 minutes or however long this goes edition of Orlando's Faves. So There you go, ladies and gents. One other thing I'd like to talk about real quick as well. This past weekend, I spent some time working with NOW, Shank Dorsey, and myself, and Dirk Extreme, working on color commentary, play-by-play, voiceover work, whatever you want to call it, for NOW's first event and NOW's third event. And it was a great time. It was again, I appreciate the opportunity to ply my trade with New Ohio Wrestling. You know, with them being local, it's a nice, easy fit for what I want to do right now in that genre. And I really enjoyed it. And so I'm just going to tell you guys, if you happen to be out and about and you see a copy of the NOW, whether it's one, two, three, or four, pick them up. You'll hear yours truly on play-by-play, which, you know, again, is a little bit of a challenge for me because I'm not used to doing it. I'm used to, you know, being a ring announcer, you know, doing some play-by-play stuff with OCW and whatnot. But speaking of OCW, you know what? I'm going to throw a quick plug there because they have a big, big, big show coming up here real soon. April 22nd, I believe, is their next big show. It is going to be Tradition 14, I believe they are calling it. And it's going to be in Akron, Ohio. It's going to be there at the OCW Arena. They got a lot of stuff, a lot of wrestlers coming in for this one. 2910 South Main Street in Akron, Ohio is, of course, the OCW Arena. Bell time will be 7 o'clock, man, April 22nd. If you're interested, all you got to do is just head on over to ocwrestling.net, and there's all the information, man. So, with that being said, ladies and gents, you know, it's getting up to be about 12, 13 minutes here, and I don't want to keep this mini episode very, very long. I've told you everything that's been on my mind, man. And with that, I'm just going to tell you about where you can get in touch with me. So, if you think, John, you're an idiot with my Stanley Cup predictions, and you're fine to think that way if you disagree with me, you can shoot me an email at johnorlando@pbdcast.com. You can also reach me on Twitter at PBDMVP, and you can even contact me through the Facebook page for this very podcast, and that, of course, is facebook.com/PBDcast. Let me know if you agree, disagree with my predictions for the Stanley Cup playoffs. Also, ladies and gentlemen, let me just remind you of all the great places where you can get this podcast. Obviously, the home of yours truly online, PBDcast.com. You can also get it at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, or SoundCloud, but no matter which way you get it, please make sure you tell everybody about it. Rate, subscribe, review, do whatever you can do. I'm off to a great year here in 2017. I want to keep it that way. And so with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to jump off here. I'm going to go get ready to enjoy some Stanley Cup action here as it's Wednesday night, and they kick off here in just a little bit, in a few hours, so I'm very excited for it. So I'm going to go get ready. I hope that all of you have a very good Easter weekend as well. And I will chat at each and every one of you later. Thanks for listening.